Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Private banks are pushing for more autonomy in leadership appointments. In conversations with the government, top bankers have requested more discretion in CEO and board appointments, seeking to reduce the Reserve Bank of India's authority in this matter, report Priyansh Verma, Shweta Punj, and Hamsini Karthik. While the government may review some of the norms, more consultation and deliberation will be needed. The race is heating up for Apollo Cradle and Children's Hospital. Ashwin Mohan reports that Cloud9 Hospitals, Rainbow Hospitals, and Motherhood Hospitals, as well as buyout firms such as Warburg Pincus and Kadara Capital, have expressed preliminary interest. The sale process is being managed by Allegro Capital. In another move from Warburg, Ashwin Mohan and Tushar Goenka report that the buyout firm is now looking to exit its seven-year-old investment in India First Life Insurance. Warburg Pincus has hired investment bank Barclays to advise on the sale of the buyout firm's 26% stake in the insurer. Warburg Pincus acquired the stake in India First Life for 710 crore rupees in 2018 from Legal & General. On the trade front, India's export map is shifting amid Trump's tariffs. Ishan Gera reports that India's exports are diversifying, with shipments to Germany rising to $4.7 billion and China gaining ground. Adrija Chatterjee adds that India's exports to the US slowed in August, growing at the slowest pace in 9 months at 7.15% as Trump's tariffs began to weigh on shipments. The US, however, remains a dominant trading partner. Heavy rains and landslides in Himachal Pradesh and neighboring Jammu and Kashmir, which together produce more than 90% of India's apples, have raised inflation risks, reports Ishan Gera. Prices, which eased in August after rising for 4 months until July, are likely to stay elevated because of damage to the apple crop and transport woes. As Grow gears up for its IPO, the investment platform's four co-founders received 614 crore rupees in performance incentives and other payments. In FY25, CEO Lalit Keshre, COO Harsh Jain, CFO Ishan Bansal, and CTO Neeraj Singh received 188.64 crore rupees, 149.58 crore rupees, 136.96 crore rupees, and 136.96 crore rupees, and 151.32 crore rupees, respectively, reports Ravindra Sonvane. With Donald Trump calling for reduced corporate reporting, Srinath Sridharan writes on our pages today on why he thinks that such a move may be harmful for investor interests. And finally, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi turning 75, much has been written about his political trajectory, but when did he first appear on the newspapers? I looked into the historical archives to answer the question, when exactly did Modi first appear in news headlines? Check out my flashback on Modi before he became Modi, with his first newspaper appearance as an anti-emergency activist in 1978, his second as an RSS Pracharak in 1979, and his third, this time as a politician, in 1988, as an early architect of the Gujarat BJP.
That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.